Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this wonderful word this morning. Bless it to our bodies and our bodies to your service. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious disciples. It's Galatians chapter 6, and it's verses 1 to 3, and we're reading out of the TPT.
My beloved friends, if you see a believer who is overtaken with a fault, the one who is in the Spirit should seek to restore him in the spirit of gentleness. But keep watch over your own heart so that you won't be tempted to exalt yourself over him. Love empowers us to fulfill the law of the Anointed One as we carry each other's troubles. If you think you are somebody too important to stoop down to help another, when really you are not, you are living in deception.
Praise God. The secret here is the one who is in the Spirit should restore him in the spirit of gentleness. So you've got to be in the Spirit. So to be in the Spirit and in step with the Spirit, you've got Galatians chapter 5. It says, if we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. So the Spirit plans our steps morning by morning. We are awakened. The Lord inspires up so we can be a full cup, full in the Spirit. So when you're a full cup, it's easy to handle the situations that are around you. But if you have been neglecting your drawing close to the Lord, you haven't got sufficient light, oil, that's when these things can just get you down. And I'm just speaking about getting you down and not even helping the brother. But if you are walking in the Spirit, it says here in Galatians 5:16, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. So you, as it says here, you can get tempted to also fall in the flesh when someone is not in the Spirit. And that's why you need to be a full cup, first of all. And then Matthew 18 talks about you want to come in a spirit of gentleness, as it says here as well, and you want to win a brother. So first of all, you talk to God, you know, and you get wisdom from him. He is wise. He hasn't got a log or a splinter in his eyes. So you want his counsel to help this brother or sister. And then you go there to win him. And you know, in all my years of ministry, when I've had a situation like that, and it's normally if you're living with someone and you've got disciples and something is just coming out, the flesh is just coming forth over and over two or three times, then you need to sort the person out or help the person out. That's horrible. Just thinking sort him out is already thinking in a wrong way. You want to help him. You want him to enlighten him, you want to encourage him. And you go and talk to him in a way and you share how God helped you. You take that the problem he's got in you and you relate to how the Lord helped you and what scriptures were necessary. That helps. That guy goes away with a knowing he's got an answer to overcome that in the flesh. And Galatians chapter 5, it talks about there the works of the flesh. And then when you go look at the fruits of the Spirit, you will always find there the fruits of the Spirit are the answers to deal with that work in the flesh. And so what is often happening is a person is not acknowledging God in at that time. Definitely he's not acknowledging God. That's why he's missing the mark. So if you just encourage him to acknowledge God in all your ways, when you work, whatever you're doing. So it would normally be some situation that is triggering him or her. So you would encourage him, then acknowledge God, call on God, and then God is there to make your path straight. And, you know, in all my years of ministry, I've never had to go take another witness to a brother or sister. Because, yeah, you with the Lord and empowered by the Lord in the spirit of gentleness, you there to help and inspire the brother or sister. I trust that will help you. But bottom line, keep full. Fill your tank up daily. Walk conscious of God in all your ways. And then that skitgebeki can come at any time when you're feeling stressed or you need help. And then God is there to help you. That is the God we serve. We can't just serving and be these wonderful, beautiful Christians in a nice worship situation like our quiet time or with the brothers in the church and not carry this light, this goodness, this kingdom realities out into the world. That's what we're made to do. So it says, give your body as a living sacrifice. That's our worship. And that's your giving your body is obedience to truth, obedience to light, obedience to the fruits of the Spirit, and the staying in step with the Spirit. So be blessed because you are blessed. You are the lights in this world, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that we can commit the day to you, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Mm. Thank you, Lord, for your love and for your care in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.